Penguin Random House Audio presents Citizens of the Green Room, Profiles in Courage and Self-Delusion, by Mark Leibovich. Read for you by Joe Barrett. To my family. Introduction. Public actors. Hillary drank two glasses of red wine. Early in my ramble as a political reporter, I would come back to the office after a trip to, say, a presidential debate or a convention or a campaign event with candidate so-and-so. Steve Reese, my sagacious editor at the Washington Post's Style section, would always begin his debriefing with the same question. What was it like? It struck me as a strange construction. He would not say, "How was your trip?" or "What did you get?" or in the case of an encounter with a profile subject, "What was he, she, like?" He always said, "What was it like?" And after a while, I took the "it" to incorporate the whole unnatural experience that these subjects endure on their daily high wires. In halting responses, I would share with Steve little stories and impressions and off-color details about my expeditions. How, say, John Edwards walked like a duck, or that Dick Cheney had no idea who John Travolta was, or that Nancy Pelosi had never heard of curly fries. Steve later observed that very little of what I shared with him in his office would ever wind up in my stories. Quite often there was a good reason. Ground rules, they were off the record, or good taste. Former POW John McCain telling me a joke about prison rape, or the fact that Mike Huckabee's scatological humor was ill-suited to a profile pegged to his new diet and nutrition book. But a lot of the good material also evaded print for bad reasons. It didn't fit, in part because I was too attentive to the banal conventions of